Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Some families were born into. Some families are made from the ones we meet along the way. Our families are built on love and traditions, the memories we share, and knowing that life is better because we're together. Pure Life, 100% pure quality water, refreshing every moment together. Visit purelifewater.com and discover where to buy Pure Life.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Alrighty, let me just put this bitch on Do Not Disturb, which this thing disturbs me every day of my life. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we're going to talk about mental health today, because who's suffering a mental health crisis? Me. Now, before we get into all of this, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, wherever you get your podcasts. We put out episodes every Thursday. And if you like video episodes, we put those out on my YouTube channel every Thursday at the same time, youtube.com/Chris. Be sure to rate and review this as well as follow us on TikTok, Unhinged Clips. I know, what a straightforward name. Now, what are we doing? Where are we? Oh, wait, I'm in Safari, not in Chrome. Hey, guys. You guys are tuning in from Los Angeles.
Live from Los Angeles and New York.
Okay, wow. We really just couldn't look more like a mental health crisis if we tried. Now, before we get into the episode, I like shouting out different things that we can bring our attention to. So again, it's September, and I wanted to shout out some different teachers who have Amazon wish lists, because if you didn't know, teachers have to supply their classrooms most of the time with their own supplies, including fucking paper. And to me, that is just insane. So I'm going to have some wish lists down below as usual, because I've done that for the last few episodes, and just seeing teachers' responses to it and just the gratitude they have is really honestly such a good feeling. So if you have any extra money or just want to grab an item for someone who could be a future you, who knows? Those links will be down below in the description. But today is September 8th, and I'm just sort of like, ugh, blah. Yesterday, I like literally was mentally unwell. And today we're like mentally better, but like still unwell. Like, I almost just said, I just hate life. But like, oh God, it's so long and just so exhausting. Are any of you suffering from a mental health crisis? No.
I'm just horny.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning into Unhinged. Our fastest episode yet.
I had another H word, Justin, not that one.
I regret. I'm going to mute you.
His
was hornier.
No, mine was happy. It was.
The Seven Dwarves.
I surprised Mia for her birthday. So it was Mia's birthday, and we celebrate her birthday. So
cute. Wow. I don't even know what your adjective was. My brain is just like
happy.
When do you guys have depression, or has it just been me?
Undiagnosed.
Got it. When you get depressed, like, is it hard to concentrate on stuff? Like, trying to record a podcast right now is, like, honestly unbearable.
Do you have ADD?
I have ADHD, so.
ADHD, aren't they kind of, like, intertwined? Like, depression and ADHD?
I would believe it. That's maybe why I remember fucking nothing.
I could be wrong.
I mean, I don't know at this point, but it sounds pretty spot on. I just, like, and I know it's all temporary, but, like, and I know that I, like, yeah, I want to preface it with, I know it's temporary, and I know that I have it good. I have a good life. Like, my situation isn't bad. It's just, like, I don't fucking know. I just feel like I'm going to come across sounding like a fucking brat. But, like, living with my mom for now the third month is getting to be a lot. You know, like, if I was going to an office and had a job, like, it would be so different, I feel. But, like, I don't have any of my stuff. Like, I have to wash the same 8 pairs of underwear every 8 days. And I just, like, have 6 pairs of available socks. Like,
you're living out of a suitcase.
I've been living out of a suitcase for 3 months. Yeah, exactly. And it's just, as someone who likes their space, and I just feel like also my career is lacking, and I'm sort of like, what the fuck am I even doing with my life? Like, why did I move to Delaware? Like, do I still have friends? I hate the way I look. Oh my God. I mean, it is just like, and it's fashion week, which is always fucking triggering to me. Oh my God. Everything just sucks ass. I mean, no, it doesn't. And again, it's like, I know that I'm living with my mom because I'm renovating a house from top to fucking bottom. And, like, at least I have my mom's house, and at least my mom and I get along and are, like, best. Like, I get it. But I just feel like it feels like time has been frozen for 3 months, and I'm, like, so stuck. Like, and then on top of it, like, my TikToks are, like, flopping, which is, like, such an embarrassing sentence to say out loud, but it definitely contributes to, like, oh my God, I moved to Delaware and now I'm a flop. Who are you, sir?
Did someone just come into the office?
Some silver fox just opened the door. I don't know.
Oh.
It's like Anderson Cooper, but he looked happier.
Maybe things are getting bright.
He's the goat.
Hey, keep it in your fucking pants, okay?
I told you he was horny.
I believe he was technically hornier. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, my, like, self-esteem is low. My confidence is, like, hit or miss. I just hate the way I look. It's like in the last episode when someone's like, how do you take a good selfie? All I've been thinking lately is how fucking ugly I look. Oh my God, I, like, can't get past it. And I know people are like, you're not. Shut up. I don't, like, oh wow, I'm all cured. Thank you. Before we carry on, I want to thank one of the sponsors of today's episode, which is Surfshark VPN. And if you guys do not know, Surfshark VPN keeps your online identity safe by encrypting all the information sent between your device and the internet, which keeps your personal data protected from big companies or cyber criminals. I love Surfshark for a ton of reasons, but one of them being that you can use multiple devices under one account. So if I have an iPad and a laptop and a phone, I don't need to have separate accounts, which is asinine that other services make you do that. And also, when I'm in New York, for example, and I'm using public Wi-Fi here and there, I don't have to worry about any freaks at the table next to me or whatever hacking my stuff. All my data, videos, pictures are safe. And especially with Surfshark's clean web feature, which blocks ads, trackers, malware, and phishing attempts, it allows you to surf the web safely, again, if you're on public Wi-Fi or just at home. Now, on top of that, Surfshark has over 3,200 servers in 95 countries, which means if you're on holiday, you can change your virtual location back to your home country so that you don't miss out on any of your home favorites. Or if you're at home, you can surf the web, say in London, and watch The American Office on Netflix. Why it's on the UK Netflix, I don't know, but it's another great thing about Surfshark VPN. Now, of course, Surfshark doesn't monitor, track, or store what you do online. That means no connection or activity logs. So if you want to try Surfshark out for yourself, be sure to go to surfshark.deals/Clemens and use code Clemens for 83% off and 3 extra months for free. The link is in the description. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you aren't satisfied, no worries, you'll get your money back. Again, use code Clemens to get 83% off and 3 extra months for free with the link in my description. Thank you, Surfshark. I love you. Oh my God. I filmed some VMA outfit roast last week, the week before. I couldn't fucking tell you any semblance of time. And like the outtakes I have from that are mortifying. Like it is me like, next up we have Taylor Swift. And then I'm just like, I feel nothing. And I feel nothing. It is so, oh my God, I don't know. Oh my God. And it's like an over-consuming feeling. And the funny part is I had to cancel therapy today because we're recording this. Oh, that is...
That's what I was just going to ask was if you're still seeing...
I'm still seeing my therapist, absolutely. Last week, I think I talked to him about quite literally the same fucking thing. And it's not that, like, I'm always afraid of destinational happiness. Like, once I get to this point, I'll be fine. Like, I think that that's kind of dangerous because it allows you to, like, never really be fully satisfied because you're always going to be like, oh, once I get to there, it'll be fine. And then you have your own set of problems. And then you're there and you're like, once I get to the next point.
Well, I think part of it is that life moves, right? So even if you're getting to your destination, other people's lives have changed and you're interacting with a different environment no matter what.
That was deep. Thank you for covering my water break. I don't want to say that like this will all go away once I move into my house, but like I think a lot of it will kind of subside and like I have my own schedule. And I was telling my mom this and I was like, I don't want you to take it personally, but it's like, I'm so excited to move out of my mom's house and like, just even like FaceTiming people. It's like, I don't want to FaceTime people because then it's like, I don't want to talk shit with my friends, with my mom in the other room. Like, it's just like, I'm almost 29. Like, I don't want to be like talking about my friends' sex life with them. As my mom's like, what do you want for dinner? You know, it's just like, life feels so on hold and honestly feels like it's moving backwards. Yeah, wow, I really shouldn't have skipped therapy today. But yeah, that's where I am. And I like don't know how to make a podcast episode if I feel like this. Like, I'm just sort of like, oh, God, you know.
Well, I actually had a question. You were talking about things about video flopping and things of that nature. And I think we're in a culture where people are so connected to what other people think about them. And it's just your thoughts on maybe not just in terms of what you're feeling, but just people in general being, you know, caught up in things that at the end of the day, does it really matter that somebody didn't watch a video yesterday to, you know, or like that picture that somebody put up? It's, how do you look at that? Because I think a lot of people are going through some very tough times.
Did I not just explain how I'm going through that? Pretty terribly.
I don't mean just you. I mean, but yeah, I don't think you're alone though, Chris. I mean, that's my point.
Yeah, but like, it's not like, my picture didn't get a lot of likes. I don't fucking care about that. But it's like when a video of me interviewing a stranger doesn't do well, then it's like, oh my God, nobody liked that. Well, also fuck TikTok, dude. I'm so fucking annoyed with them right now. They keep muting my audio because I asked someone like, would you have sex with the last person you had sex with? If so, why? And they keep taking the audio off. That meanwhile, there's douche lords who are like, I just had sex with my bitch the other night. And it's like, what? Oh my God, I can't talk about this. I like can't fucking spiral over TikTok. That'll be like the ultimate low.
Yeah, it's weird how selective they get about like which ones they mute and which ones.
And it's just, they have no reason. They explain fucking nothing. I did a brand deal and they just wiped it and they didn't even tell me why. And I was like, okay, fucking sick, bro. Like at least YouTube has the decency to like be like, yeah, it was this minute marker that kind of fucked you hard. Which is like, YouTube, get excited. I'm giving you praise. Never happens. It's all soak in this moment. Yeah, I'm just like tired of, well, one, everything. And two, everything. Yeah, just tired of everything. And like, I'm definitely past the point of like, people are always like, you need to be here. Like, don't do anything. No shit. I mean, like, I'm past the point of like, I mean, I hate to sound so like casual about it. Like, yeah, it's, I appreciate everybody's concern and shit, but like, I'm so past the point of like doing anything. God, I mean, trust me, I would have already done it by now, bitch. But I just like know that there's so much out there and there's so much to achieve and life to live. But like, oh my God, at what fucking cost? Like, oh my God. I mean, also the amount of times I get fucking Twitter emails that are like, someone has mentioned to us that they're concerned about your well-being. I'm like, oh my God, guys, stop it, please. Yeah. I don't know.
Wait, Twitter, the company does that?
No, like people can like your followers. I mean, this stemmed from the Harry Styles concert where I was like, I'll kill myself. And I like quote tweeted someone being like, I have the video. And I was like, I'll kill myself, I swear to God. And then I got like a message from that being like, one of your audience is worried about you. I'm like, thank you, Twitter. yeah, I don't know if any of this even made sense, but like, I just don't know how to sit here and be like, hey guys, today the weather is a high of 67 with a chance of shit. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, the queen died. Guess what? What a lucky bitch. Like, oh my God.
Too soon.
I mean, I didn't say anything offensive. Was that not a fact that she passed? And that I'm jealous?
No, she is pretty old. Or she was pretty old.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's just get into phone calls. This could, I mean, this whole thing got demonetized, I feel.
I think a good way to like work through depression is maybe by helping other people work through their shit.
You're so right. I'm just like a modern day Mother Teresa. It's humbling.
Yeah.
I do have an interesting caller that needed your advice.
Wait, wasn't Mother Teresa like low-key awful? Wasn't there something where, is that real? Hold on. I'm going to Google. I'm going to go to the gurgle. Mother Teresa villain.
That's confirmation bias.
Criticism of Mother Teresa. Oh my God. Mother Teresa was kind of a heartless bitch by Vice. I'm so obsessed with this. Mother Teresa has been beatified by the Catholic Church, but she's no saint in more ways than one. Oh my God. I live for this tea. This is making me feel better. Before Carly Fiorina, before fraudulent parent. Okay. There's Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Thanks to the Catholic Church propaganda, we remember the nun as a modern saint, but history tells a different story. Catholics have ignored these claims for generations. To this day, the church and its followers love Mother Teresa fervently. Show up to see... Okay, blah, blah, blah. The nun gained a cult following before her death in 1997, following through opening 517 missions, many in Calcutta. Can you just give me like the bullet points? Oh, published a paper detailing Teresa's crimes. When doctors visited her missions, they reportedly discovered that 1/3 of the patients lay dying without receiving appropriate care. Oop. The same paper claims that doctors found a shortage of care, food, and painkillers. Oop. Although Teresa had raised millions of dollars. Oop. Slate also found that Teresa brought tons of money, but her missionaries looked as bad as when she founded them as they did after her death. Oop. Got it.
Put Mother Teresa on blast.
More like motherfucker Teresa.
I have to leave.
Oh my God, I'm not meaning to. Also, my battery, my computer has 10%, which is about how much percentage I have left as well. But no, okay. Anyways, I don't know why we're talking about Mother Teresa, but I'm glad that I wasn't just like making up slanderous statements about people that.
I think she'd want you to feel better about things though, Chris. I think she would care about you.
Okay. Well, she left people dying with no food, so I don't think she gives a fuck about me. Anyways, let's hear callers. You can call in to 310-844-6459, and you can ask for my opinion. You can ask me a question. You can ask me for advice. And you can ask me to settle any stupid debate you have in your life. Thank you. And let's hear it.
Hey, Chris. So I literally call, like, once a week because I need advice so much because I'm so lost at the moment. Anyways, vibes. I have been bi for a little over like a year now. I've been out to my friends, not my full family, but like my siblings. And my sister's ex-boyfriend, who she turned gay, just DM'd me on Instagram. And, you know, it's been like
she turned gay.
I don't want to say that word, a dream of mine, to be with this person. But I feel so awkward and so anxious to respond. So I need help responding and advice if I need to like cut this off or not, because I don't know. This just feels weird for some reason. Right. Like talking to my sister's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Because he used to enter your sister.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Love you.
Love you. I don't think you should fuck your sister's ex, even if she did quote unquote turn him gay. Oh my God. Everything about that voicemail was honestly funny. Thank you for the laugh. I mean, I would ask your sister, like, hey, clearly we have a lot of things in common. Like, we have the same parents. We are dating the same person. What? like, I would just maybe, like, see. I would ask. I think it's better to do well by your sister than to, like, think with your dick. But I also very much have thought with my dick. I mean, not to the point where I've dated the same people or fucked the same people that my siblings have. That's a little off-putting. Like, think about reading a headline like, Bella Hadid is now fucking Zayn. Like, we would all kind of be like, huh? I guess, no, Anwar. There's now a thing that Anwar is fucking Zayn. Like, is that weird? Is that weird, guys, if he went and fucked his sister's ex?
Keep it in the family.
Jesus Christ. I don't know why I open questions up. Is that weird though? Like, I think it's weird and also not weird at the same time. But I don't think I have a grasp on any reality at this point.
It's, I think in general, it's weird unless like the sister doesn't care, but it seems like he's doing it secretively and that's
yeah,
weird.
I would get your sister's take on it because maybe she'd be like, yeah, that's fine. Obviously, he's a lost cause for me. But like, also then your sister like knows everything about your ex, like your, that she's like, oh, I know how big his ho-ho is. Like, I know exactly how he ho-ho's, you know?
You should never be getting your sister's sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I think, what it boils down to. But like, I would understand like a hookup and then never open that book again. Like, that could be like a fun rush of like excitement and chemicals.
Yeah, it sort of sounded like a weird bucket list.
Yeah, I'm like kind of like, it's kind of like kinky, but also kind of gross.
Or the worst three-way ever.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, next caller, Your Honor. I don't know if I helped you, little boy, but no. Suddenly this is a sister's podcast. Alrighty, let's just take the next caller. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Chris. Hey. I first time caller, long time listener. I am having some issues at work where I feel like a bunch of the other girls are just like not fond of me, and it's really hard to come into an environment where everybody's already friends and you are an outsider kind of. And I just wanted to know, like, what would you do in that situation? All right. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Thanks. I'd probably go to the bathroom and cry. Yeah, you're asking me at my lowest, so this isn't great. Well, okay, when I had internships and I didn't really fuck with anybody, I just kind of like put my head down and worked and then like just saw it for what it was. Like, I just was like, okay, these aren't going to be my friends. Like, we can have a giggle. And also like them not being, people not being fond of you isn't your problem. It's entirely theirs that they have to worry about and figure out. You know, like, it's such a mindfuck because you're like, oh, what the hell? Like, it's my problem. But it's not. Like, these petty bitches, like, let them be petty bitches or, like, close friends or, like, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Who knows? But, like, I would just go in. You're there to work. You're there to get money. And you're there to leave. Like, and if it's really bothering you that much to the point where you, like, dread work every day, then that's a valid point to then find a new job. But I think there's always going to be that level of like adversity with people who don't like you or this or that. So I would just keep going. Just to quote Avril Lavigne, just keep holding on. Wow, this could be advice to myself as well. This is disturbing. But yeah, that is my advice. So I would, yeah. I would like either if you love the job too much and you don't want to leave, well, then there's your answer. Focus on the job. Get a fucking killer playlist and just, to quote Miss Kardashian, get your fucking ass up and work. And then get your fucking ass up and leave. You know, like, I think just look at his work, not a girl's weekend. Not that you are, but, you know, I just think there's always going to be haters. Might as well be making money, baby. Amen. Hold on. Before you play the next one, I have to plug in my laptop.
Okay.
I'm sweating like a fucking predator on trial. Now, I want to thank another sponsor of today's episode, which is Dipsy. Are you feeling a little anxious and overwhelmed? These feelings can make it hard to shift gears and get in the mood. With Dipsy, you can just focus on what makes you feel good. Now, Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, find stories about that intriguing coworker with a British accent or hooking up with your hot yoga instructor. Downward doggy. Ooh. Hear the sexy voices of Sarunas, Jay Jackson, ER Fightmaster, Luke Cook, and many others in stories like you've never heard before. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Do you want to explore each other? Dipsy also has sleep stories, wellness sessions, and now they even offer written stories if the written word really gets you going. Now, for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/unhinged. What was that, Chris? dipsystories.com/unhinged.
Let's get back to the episode, baby.
This episode is sponsored by Indeed. Finding the people you need to help your business thrive doesn't have to be a second job. With Indeed, you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So reclaim your time and find the people you need fast. Start hiring now at indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone.
All right, what's the next caller? Let's have to say.
All right, I need you to settle an argument of how
I met your mother.
How do you put cups in a cabinet? Do you put the rim down or do you keep it up? Because my sister and I can never agree.
Is that the end of the voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's how do you put your cups in the cupboard, rim up or rim down?
Yeah.
I put the rim up, so like I set it like a normal glass, like this. And I know everyone's probably going to tell me that's wrong because dust will get in it, but that's why you get the glass and go and blow it all out. Do you guys put them rim down or rim up? Do you rim up?
I go rim up, and then I always just like give it a splash of water.
Yeah, I just think putting it rim down, if the shelf is gross, then it's like you're putting your mouth directly on that.
That, and depending on how dry the cups are, you could leave like a water ring, and then that's just like a bad and bacterial environment.
You're so fucking right. Slay Dr. Seuss or Dr. Bill Nye. I don't know what's happening in my brain.
I saw someone post that on TikTok, or there was this debate. I saw this debate on TikTok too, and people were saying they put it down so bugs don't come in.
Ew. I think a bug, if they wanted to get there, would. If it's already in your fucking cupboard, I don't think putting it up.
Yeah, it could go in either way.
I don't think that's going to stop it. But that's just my opinion. Let's do some secrets. I think I need like a fun game to pull me out of whatever funk I'm in. This might be a short episode today, guys. I hope you understand. I am just ill. I'm ill in the brain. God, it's hot as balls in here.
Okay, secret number one. This is user submitted. Jake is high key a dilf.
All right. Thank you so much. This podcast, this is the last episode. None of you guys get Jake anymore. Bye. Like, guys, that is my manager. Can you have some decency, please?
It went away.
Well, Jake is still burying his head and his hands as he, like, should.
And fun fact, Jake told me he had to Google what DILF was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was funny. But then I thought it was interesting that he already knew what a MILF was and couldn't, but he had to Google DILF.
Let's all shame Jake for being a stupid DILF. I love Thank you. This
going. Sorry. Sorry, Jake.
All right, so the first one's Jake's a DILF, and I'm assuming that one's real because Jake had to Google it.
Okay, someone said, honestly, I have the fattest crush on Justin. He is so fine.
Oh my God, is this just like what's the third one?
The third one is, fuck, I love Sam so much.
What is this circle jerk?
Oh, it's a game to make.
So which one is the lie, Chris?
You guys are fucked up because now it's going to sound like one of these. Oh my God. I'm going to.
Oh yeah, this is mean. This is Jake's idea. I'm going to blame it all on Jake.
What?
Wasn't it?
No.
I'm going to say that Jake is a DILF is the lie because that feels like the nicest way to get out of this, but I don't think that one's the lie, sadly. I think it's going to be a fuck, I love Sam, just because, like, who would submit that as a secret?
Thank you for believing in me, Chris.
No, I just, if I didn't hear that you had to Google what a DILF was, I probably would have.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know what we were playing. Honestly,
Sam, I don't think anyone does, so you're not alone. Just keep holding on. Oh, God.
I mean, the truth is people do love Sam. People do love Justin. And sadly, that was submitted, and they are all true, Chris. Jake's there is no dog. Lie. There is no lie.
I'm jumping.
It's three truths.
Jake,
we're all sexy, Chris.
And gotcha. What about me, guys? What about fucking me?
We can do an entire episode on how people feel about you, Chris.
No, I'm fine. All right. Well, that was the worst fucking introduction to secrets. Can we hear can we just hear a voicemail, Sam? Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I'm really feeling red.
You should be.
Hey, Chris. My name's Allie.
Hi, Allie.
I just want to say first, you posted me on your Instagram story from the Harry concert this weekend. And I literally still have not moved on from it. But I need you to settle a debate for me. Okay. So I literally only have Crocs and sandals for, like, footwear. I have one pair of Doc Martens that I wear when I want to be fancy. But besides that, it's Crocs and sandals. And my friend claims that that's childish, that I have, like, little kid shoes. But I dress for comfort. So is it childish or am I fashionable? Please help me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and say you're fashionable if you only have two forms of shoes. But, like, I'm also not going to tell you that, like, I'm not the person who's like, everyone needs to be in Balenciaga high heels. Like, if that's your thing, like, I love dressing up. I love having a variety of shoes and different forms of the same shoe. And, like, I love I'm in a fucking leather jacket in fresh September. Like, I mean, this is ridiculous. You can tell if you're watching these episodes. I am sweating quite literally. My balls have already been sweat off. I'm like on my labia now. And I don't think maybe you're like as fashionable, but like, I don't think I'm not going to sit here and say you're childish because you like to dress for comfort. Like, my mom very much loves dressing for comfort, whereas I'm very like, let's dress up. And she's like, bitch, what? For who? I think it would be good to maybe have some additions to the club, like a sneaker, like an Air Force One even. But I don't think you need it. If you're happy in your own life, then who fucking cares what these hoes say, you know? Fuck these hoes. Oh my God. I mean, nothing matters. Like, literally nothing matters. That's the fucking gag of it all. Oh, God. Do you guys think she's fashionable or childish?
I like that your friend just said she's childish.
I know.
I think comfort can be a part of your, like, signature style.
Yeah.
And it's still, like, your own fashion. It's,
yeah, like, Christine, one of my friends, Christine, always wore Crocs. And, like, I was never, like, she's childish. I was when she made jokes. But, no, I'm kidding. But, no, I was never, like, she's childish. I was just, like, that's her thing. So maybe you need better friends. If you're her friends listening to this, fuck off. Anyways, do we have another caller?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm calling because I am
Why does this
curious
sound like
your
Haley?
Opinion on this matter. I have a crush on a coworker.
Okay.
And oh, I have gotten mixed reactions from people I've talked to about it. Some people tell me that that's a terrible thing to try to pursue. Somebody said, don't shit where you sleep. And then other people are, like, really excited and think it would be fun. So I don't know. And I was thinking about it and thought you might have some unique perspective or think that it's a terrible idea. I am constantly nervous about everyone in the world and existing. So I probably won't ever do anything about it regardless. But I'm curious what your thoughts are. Thank you so much. Bye. Did I need to say my name? I don't know. I'm not going to say my name, actually. That's nerve-wracking.
That's fair.
Okay.
Hang up the phone, babes. Thank you. I don't understand the shit where you sleep because do you sleep at work? Like,
I think the phrase is shit where you eat, but she said it in a cute new way.
Oh. I'm like, well, who sleeps at work?
I think a lot of people do.
Besides, like, me when I was hungover. I don't think that that's bad. I mean, I guess it first depends on what your company policy is with, like, in-office relationships. But, like, isn't that how you meet people is, like, at work nowadays? Like, do any of us really have hobbies? All we do is just work. I say fucking get laid at work, bitch. I mean, you deserve it. Get your holes cleared out. Mm. Wow, that was very foul. I'm so sorry. But, like, I meant it. The sentiment was there. I stand by that. Is that inappropriate to advise that?
No.
I feel like get it. I mean, maybe not in your office or whatever. Like, definitely that was, like, a joke. But, like, I say pursue it, right?
I mean, even if you are going by the books, that's why there are policies, like, some it's allowed in some places unless you're, like, their boss.
But, like, even still, it's like, I get the dynamic, but, like, if you're not I don't know, life is so nuanced. Life is so nuance. That's a thinker. I say go for it. That's what I say.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Justin?
It can get messy, though, you know?
Yeah, but, like, doesn't that make work more fun, then?
Sure. It makes it more, like, dramatic. Yeah.
It's like watching Real Housewives at work. It's like, slay.
If you're going to do that, try and, like, vet the other person to see if it's going to be, like, a fun fling. Like, lay out the terms, like, from the beginning and just say, like, you know, we can do this as long as it doesn't,
It's a term. That's not fun.
No, but, like, I get what you're saying. I think it's good, like, especially if it's a professional setting and, like, how you make your money, make sure that the other person's, like, on board.
You're right. No terms. Just, like, put her, you know.
No terms, just conditions.
Fuck him on the copier so that it's printing out pictures of his butt.
Wait, that's low-key hot. Like, oh, my God. Like, I want to do this as, like, a artwork for my house, like, have a woman sitting on a copier as she's getting, like, railed, and then having
I have a scanner, so we could get me and Sam and Jake's butt, and we can mail it to you.
Okay,
we have to talk to HR now.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I'm so serious. This is how the episode is ending. Make sure you subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcast. My brain cannot physically handle this episode any longer. And I feel like something tells me neither can yours listening. So, yeah, we're going to lasso this little bitch up and call her Ted. thanks for listening. Have a great day. Take your antidepressants if you have them. If you don't, I'm not a doctor. God. The sun will come out. What if I just start ending every episode with a song? I love you guys. This is not every episode makes sense, but that's why I called it Unhinged. So, amen. Stay safe and go fuck your coworker.